Jess, 2 days of competition. How do you reflect on it all now?
Yeah, I'm really happy with yesterday, you know, to run what I ran in the hurdles into a headwind. And, yeah, I just feel that that event's coming back, which is great. I'm disappointed with my javelin today, but, you know, there's always things to work on. But generally, it's been a really good weekend to come, you know, back to Birmingham again and compete.
Yeah, obviously, competing again in front of a home crowd, it must give you...
Good, a bit of rain in the javelin, but, yeah, it's been a good weekend.
Just talk us through kind of where you feel you're at right now. Obviously, Beijing's obviously everyone's focus. People will look to you as one of the role models. Where do you think you are in the season?
I'm still very much kind of finding my feet in the season. I'm happy that I'm making progressions, and I'm happy that I've done my first heptathlon this year and been able to qualify for the Olympics next year. But I still have a lot of work to do. And, yeah, it's now for me to make that decision whether I'm going to be ready for the World Championships to contend for a medal or not. And that's something I'm going to have to look at in a few weeks.
When you're looking at that baby bouncer at Reggie, does the need to be a top athlete still burn as brightly as it always did?
Yeah, obviously Reggie is my number one focus, and he is absolutely everything to me. But, you know, I am still an athlete, and I want him to be part of my athletic career. And, you know, he was here yesterday watching me compete, and I want him to be part of that journey as well. And, you know, I'm kind of towards the end of my career now, and yeah, it's just fantastic to have him a part of it.
Still like getting up and going to work?
Yeah, you know, there's so many mums out there that, you know, have children and work incredibly hard, and yeah, I want him to see that part of my life, so it's kind of the best of both worlds.
Tell us a bit on Radio Yorkshire about training these days, because obviously, as we know, the Don Valley's no longer there, so what's the routine at home?
Yeah, obviously Don Valley's gone, but we've got a fantastic you know, indoor facility with English Institute of Sport, and we do a lot of our training there and some outdoors at Woodburn Road. And yeah, we've got a great setup in Sheffield. It was obviously a huge disappointment to lose Don Valley Stadium. That's where I started my career, and, you know, trained for many years, so that was sad. But yeah, you know, I've got a really great coach and a great setup in Sheffield.
And you mentioned, of course, you're coming, perhaps you said, to the end of your career. Is Rio then going to be your swan song?
I'm focusing on Rio, and then we'll decide and make decisions after that.
Well, thanks for your time this weekend. Well done.
Cheers, thank you.